Welcome to the Bike Pack Adventures Podcast. I am your host, Chris Panaski. This podcast was created so as to share the stories of bike tours, bike packers, and endurance racers from around the world as they embark on amazing adventures. Through their stories, you'll be able to learn the ins and outs of bike travel. You'll get insight into various countries and cultures, hear fantastic stories of their journeys, and through both mine and my guests' experiences, you'll learn about the pros and cons of specific gear, bikes, and bike setups. If you're new to bike travel and considering going on an adventure, I hope the podcast provides you with that extra little bit of motivation to make it happen. The Bike Pack Adventures Podcast is proudly supported by Panorama Cycles, Redshift Sports, Tailfin Bikepacking Equipment, Montan Sports Canada, Race Day Fuel, and Brockton Cyclery. Their continued support allows me to focus my efforts on providing you amazing content. Now let's get rolling. Hey everyone. Welcome back to the Bike Pack Adventures Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the 2024 Canadian Shield Bikepacking Summit. This is the second edition of the said bikepacking summit. Yeah, last year I got this episode out a little bit earlier, but this year things have just kind of dragged on and got delayed a bit. But I'm going to give you the rundown of the event so you have an idea of what it's all about. Some things haven't changed. The website is still canadianshieldbikepacking.ca. It'll actually redirect you to a Webflow URL. I did rebuild the website this year, and that's why a lot of the delays were based around that. And people were searching Canadian Shield Bikepacking, and it was coming up with the old one, and then it would go 404 error, whatever that means. Nobody actually knows. And so now it's working. It pretty much comes up in the Google searches first, so that's good. The ticketing page, so if you click the links on the website to go to the ticketing, much the same as last year, the option to gift a ticket is still available. So far, 3 tickets have been donated, and we've already raffled off 2 of them. So I'm hoping to do another couple tickets in the next week. So please, if you're considering donating a ticket to marginalized groups, that would be really, really cool. So I could get a couple of those out. And on that note, we are 1 month and a couple days away from the event. So let's get into the details. Before getting rolling into this episode, I'd like to thank one of our key sponsors. Panorama Cycles is dedicated to backcountry cyclists that prefer gravel, snow, and off-road trails. They believe cycling is a catalyst for adventures of all sizes and that there's no need to travel across the world or to be a seasoned athlete to live epic outdoor adventures. Panorama Cycles has some exciting things going on this year. The recently released Torngat Ti is the first titanium fat bike to offer 2 crankset spindle-length setups to suit all types of riding. A versatile model, both lightweight and durable, that can be used for a wide range of adventures, making it the perfect bike for both trail riding and expeditions during summer and winter. The Torngat Ti is ready to tackle any terrain without compromise. For the 2023-24 winter season, Panorama Cycles is offering the Try Before You Buy program, allowing you to try out the Chic-Chocs carbon fiber fat bike before buying. There is no other program like this. Check out panoramacycles.com for details. Lastly, don't forget to use the promo code BPA10 on any new bike purchase to save 10% at checkout. Now back to the show. So I guess I should start off with the presenters. I'm not sure how much I'll go into depth in this, but I'll try to give you whatever information I can. So one of the big things this year is I cut down from the number of presentations. So we have like 6 presenters, some group activities, and basically optimizing the time so that we can actually get to know one another a little bit more and have a chance to speak with some of the sponsors and check out each other's bikes. Last year, everything kind of felt jam-packed. It was my first event. And in hindsight, it would have been great to have things just a little bit slower. So yeah, I'm going to introduce you to the 6 presenters for this year. First off, returning for a second year due to highly popular demand is Carl Presso. So if you don't know Carl, he's a bikepacker, a mechanic, and pretty much a gear addict. And you'll see that at the gear swap. But he's been in the bike industry for over 20 years and has done all the different types of riding you can imagine, from BMX to coaching mountain biking, road biking, track biking at Bromont's National Center. He started bike touring in 2014 with a 6-month tour of Europe. And following that trip, he got more interested in touring. And then that eventually morphed into bikepacking. And he started to venture further and further off-road. Currently, he's really interested in combining his love of bikepacking with pack rafting. So it's really cool. Last year, he did a really deep dive into creating the perfect bikepacking toolkit, going through all the various tools he regularly carries and explaining their importance and use. I can't say I took all of that and put it to practice. I did fix up my toolkit a bit, so there was a use. I just haven't gone and done a full dive into it, but I really should. This year he's back. He's going to take us through some trailside bike maintenance skills so that in the worst case scenario, you can get your bike rolling again and hopefully get to wherever you need to get to sort out any major issues. Next up is another returning presenter, highly acclaimed Louis-Philippe Landry. He is a proud husband, father to two amazing daughters. His favorite husband and dad moment came when he actually left his 9-to-5 job so that he could be the best parent possible. He's a registered psychotherapist in Ottawa, or in Ontario, I should say, and offers his services and leadership coaching as well. Cycling is a huge passion for him, but it's also a medium for expression and a staple for personal health. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Yeah, last year, due to time constraints, unfortunately, LP shortened his presentation so we could try to get back on schedule. And I was very chuffed by that. But at the same time, I felt really bad because, you know, I let things get out of hand and I things ran away on me. And he was the bigger man. He shortened his thing and he had a lot to say and everybody connected immensely. He has this personality and the way when he talks to you, it's one of those things you just can't help but listen and tune in. So I'm really stoked to having him presenting again this year. And this year we're actually addressing a huge topic that affects both aspiring and experienced bikepackers. And that is failure, or even the fear of failure. So it's something that can stop us from trying new things. And it's something that can be really hard to get over when you feel like that you have run into that proverbial wall. So I'm really stoked to have LP there to touch on that subject. Next up, we have Eliane Trudeau, Montreal-based. Eliane's whole life has revolved around bikes, and it's basically the reason she has become who she is now, a proud trans woman in the cycling industry. She started working as a bike messenger more than 7 years ago, and then started to do these intense bikepacking trips on a fixed gear bike, which is pretty insane. Her first ever bikepacking trip was 8,500 kilometers across Canada. And the last step in her cycling life was founding her own bike company, Memento Cycles, where along with her best friend, they create handmade custom frames, racks, and other bikepacking accessories. And having cycled nearly 20,000 kilometers on a fixed gear bike, she is an extremely experienced bikepacker, active member of the LGBTQ+ community, and has a really amazing journey to share. Another exciting presenter that actually almost didn't happen is Dominic Menard. So I think he's going to be pretty well known here at the summit. A lot of people have been watching his content for the last couple of years. He's always been passionate about cycling, taking part in his first BMX competition at the age of 5. And then he spent a decade on the national downhill mountain bike circuit, earning a spot on the national teams in 97 and 2006. In the summer of 2016, he bought a van and that changed the course of his life. He ended up living full time in it, and inspired by this lifestyle, he founded Bon Vélo in order to share bike destinations he was discovering, an idea that became a TV show, actually. He recently fell in love with bikepacking and quickly became obsessed with the idea of cycling far and long. So on September 18th, 2022, he embarked on a crazy adventure cycling from Victoria to Patagonia. A year and a half later, he reached Ushuaia, the southernmost city in the world, after 23,182 kilometers. When I first reached out, he wasn't 100% sure if he'd actually be back in Canada at the time. So it was kind of on hold. It was like, I wasn't announcing it. We were waiting to see. But luckily for us, things worked out and he came back in March and is stoked to share his adventure with all of us. Next up, Luis Filipovich. After exploring Quebec and British Columbia by bikepacking, Louise spent 6 months on her bike crossing several mountain ranges in Europe and Morocco. As an endurance sports enthusiast, she has completed a few long-distance cycling challenges, including the Gravelman Mont Blanc, the Wendigo Fat Bike Ultra 200 kilometers, and the Cycling Westfjord Way Challenge, which is 1,000 kilometers across Iceland. Through the lens of her camera, she shares the story of the territory she travels through and the people she meets along the way. I'm stoked to hear about her adventures, the places she's been, and how she's handled coming back to quote-unquote real life when the adventures are over. And lastly, I'm really excited to announce that Robert Byron, better known as Salty Beard, is joining us all the way from Victoria, British Columbia. I've been watching Salty Beard Adventures, formerly known as Salty Beard Bikepacking, for a couple of years now, and I've always enjoyed the way he integrates his videos into his adventures. So here's a little bit more about Rob. Robert Byron is a YouTube creator who goes by the nickname Salty Beard, focusing on solo bikepacking adventures, bikepack racing, gear, and how-to. Rob has been cycling his entire life, using his bikes as a tool to explore the wilderness around him, always with a camera to capture those memories. He was touring rural, remote logging roads as a kid, well before we called it bikepacking. From mountain bike racing in the 80s to ultra-distance randonneuring in 2000s, he has enjoyed many different types of cycling. While primarily a photojournalist and art director for most of his life, he is no stranger to switching jobs, allowing him to explore much of Canada and the US on a more intimate level. Today, armed with these experiences, his bike, and creative passion, he hopes that through documenting his adventures, he can provide individuals with knowledge and inspiration to explore the world by bike. He's also the creator of a photo-based bikepacking race called the Caves and Coves Tough Tour and resides in Victoria with his family and pets. So there you have it. And I'm super stoked to have Robert come and share some of his passion as well. You might have noticed, and this inadvertently happened between Louise and her photography and Robert and his video and photo-based tour and Dominic Menard and his YouTube content and living the nomadic life. It's going to be a very, very creative bikepacking summit. So we're going to learn a lot about how to maybe be more creative and to how to capture those moments when we're out there. So that should be really, really interesting. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So let's talk about the weekend and what kind of things we got going on. First off, we are doing an optional pre-summit campout that people can register for on the ticketing page. The plan is to meet at Vore Lodge, so in Wakefield, around 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 23rd, and then we'll ride to our campsite, and it's arriving sometime around 7 to 8 o'clock, depending what time we get out of the Vore Lodge. It's going to be a great little campout planned, ride back the next day. There'll be a few options where I can guide you guys on longer, more circuitous routes so that you can explore the region. It's going to be a really cool night and a day to build upon those new friendships. So on the Friday, check-in for the actual summit will begin around 5 p.m. I mean, I'll likely be there most of the day. And if you happen to show up early, hunt me down. I'll be around, probably in the chalet setting stuff up. And depending on how things go with arrivals, we'll do a little welcome speech sometime around 7:30, 8. And then we will view the documentary, The Slow Lane, which tells the story of Pierre Bouchard and Yannick Lemieux, a couple of nomadic cyclists who have cycled more than 250,000 kilometers since 1990. So this film traces their story, friendship, love, and the decision to travel the world by bike as they take on a 300-kilometer route not far from their hometown in Quebec, Canada. I'm also excited to have Alexa Fay, the filmmaker that brought this adventure to life, in attendance to conduct a Q&A session after the screening to discuss her inspirations, processes, and motivations, as well as answer whatever questions may be popping into our heads. You also have a chance to grab some beers from the bar in the chalet, socialize, and get acquainted with the presenters and the other participants. All right, so that'll pretty much take us through Saturday night. The documentary is not super long. Maybe we'll put on something else after if there's a desire for that, or it's a great chance to socialize, sit around a fire, have a few drinks, and make some new friends. Saturday and Sunday morning start off early, both days, around 7 a.m. with group rides. Obviously not mandatory, so it's an optional thing. I encourage you to join. I encourage you to challenge yourself. If you think that you might not be capable of keeping up or you're going to slow people down, please know that it is a no-drop ride. We are going to do our best to keep everybody together. And, you know, the idea is to get out and ride and enjoy the morning, enjoy the fresh air, and get to know new people. So by not participating in that, I think you lose out a little bit on the aspect. And it'd be great if you do show up if you're there. But the ride will start around 7. There's going to be a couple of route options. Definitely Gatineau River, gravel roads, and Gatineau Park. Kind of where it's at. If you're a downhill mountain biker and you want to just hit up Vore Lodge because there's no mountains where you live, bear in mind, these are small mountains compared to the Rockies. Robert, you can do that as well. So there's lots of choice. The plan is to return before 9 a.m. so you can have until like 10 to freshen up, grab some snacks, coffee. I have spoken to the Wakefield Bakery. It's not 100% confirmed, but it's most likely confirmed because there's a farmer's market on at the same time. But they're going to bring by a bunch of stuff so you guys can get your sausage rolls and croissants and cinnamon buns and all kinds of goodies. They make some amazing baked goods. So I think you guys will really enjoy that. And they'll be there both Saturday and Sunday. And so yeah, super stoked with that. Around 10 a.m., there'll be another short welcome speech in case a bunch of people arrive on Saturday. We'll do a little icebreaker activity so we can get to know one another. I think it's something I didn't do last year and maybe I should have. And as a teacher, I'm used to doing these icebreaker activities every September. Back to the icebreakers. So I'm going to put something fun together. We're going to work on that. I'm sure there'll be a prize. Everybody loves prizes. And then we'll conclude the morning with the first presentation. I do have it in the timetable of a certain rough order, but it could change. So I'm not going to really get into who's speaking, but it'll be a presentation from roughly 11 to 12. And then at 12, we'll have a lunch break so we can get to know each other once a little bit better and check out some bikes and talk to the sponsors, eat some food, whatever. Kicking off 1 o'clock will be Carl Presso's presentation. And that's because we've scheduled a little bit longer time for him this year. He felt that if he's going to show us and really try to make us learn and have like a good understanding of some of the things that could happen while you're on the trail, 1 hour is just not enough. 45 minutes with questions is just not enough. So we've put in an hour and a half into that session. And he's going to show us some techniques, as I mentioned, that'll hopefully help us to get out of jams when we're on the trail. And at some point, your bike, you know, will have some kind of breakdown or something. I mean, knock on wood, they never do. But if they do, hopefully this helps. And then we'll have a 45-minute break before finishing off the day with Salty Beard, Robert Byron, as he shares his journey with us. And I'm sure you're going to finish that first day super stoked to get out on an evening ride, which is why we're finishing it a little bit earlier. And so, yeah, there'll be a couple hours where you can go on a bike ride and check out some new trails or just, you know, enjoy the area. Check out Wakefield, maybe go to the covered bridge, that kind of thing. And then we're going to end the evening or get the evening kicking off, I should say, maybe around 7:30, I think I had it thought of, with a little bike show and tell where presenters and organizers and stuff can introduce their bikes, talk about their setups and do like a little Q&A if people have questions or wondering stuff. And of course, then it's time for beer, food, music, fire, all those fun things. And as I mentioned previously, camping, there will be camping at Vore Lodge. So if you've booked camping, you can stay the night, obviously, and we're going to just hang out. Before continuing on with the show, I'd like to thank some of the show's sponsors for supporting the podcast. Redshift Sports was founded in 2013 by a team of mechanical engineers who also happen to be avid cyclists. From the beginning, they focused on taking a different approach to product development, drawing on their experiences and needs to create components that make a meaningful difference to the riding experience. The highly popular ShockStop suspension system smooths out road imperfections, reduces fatigue and strain. You can check them out at redshiftsports.com. Tailfin Cycling, designer of technical bikepacking equipment, has been creating waves in the cycling community for several years, having stepped outside the conventional boundaries of bikepacking equipment to find unique solutions that make the adventure all the better. Whether an endurance racer, bike tour, or bikepacker, these bags offer solutions for everyone. From their unique rear rack with quick release mechanism to their ingenious locking mechanism on the panniers that provide a rattle-free bikepacking experience. Tailfin continues to push the envelope. I'm extremely pleased to be part of the R&D division of Tailfin to represent them on all my adventures and to have them supporting the podcast. Now back to the show. And as I mentioned, Sunday starts off much the same as Saturday, with the exception that there's presentations at 10 and 11. And then following the lunch, we're going to have a gear swap. So if you're coming to the summit and you don't have all the bike bags you might want, or you're thinking of changing things up or looking at what people have and seeing what people aren't using anymore or what they just got extra kicking around and what could work for you, this will be the perfect time. So there'll be a set time for us to bring out all that used gear we have kicking around that's sitting in a closet gathering dust that somebody might actually like and appreciate. And that'll be an opportunity for you to sell it, trade it, whatever. I don't know. Give it away if you want so it can be put back to use and, you know, reuse, reduce, recycle, you know, that kind of thing. So, and after the gear swap, we'll have our final presentation by Dominic Menard, in which he'll share his adventures of Patagonia, leaving us yet again inspired for adventure. And following that last presentation, we'll have some closing remarks, lucky draw prizes, and you're going to definitely want to be there for that as there are some pretty awesome prizes this year. All right, the next thing to discuss, and probably the one people want to hear most about, is who are the sponsors supporting the event this year. And I'm really stoked to announce that Rab Equipment is the main sponsor of the second edition of the Canadian Shield Bikepacking Summit. Rab has a strong history of supporting adventurers, filmmakers, and events that are focused on growing and promoting sports. With the recent release of the Cinder line of bike clothing designed for off-road biking adventures, I'm really excited to have them with us at the summit so they can share their knowledge and passion with all of us. As I mentioned, with the recent release of their clothing line, I'm stoked to have them showing this gear and to be providing us over $2,500 in prizes to those in attendance. Next up, stoked to have Justin and Jesse from MyVeloFit support the summit again this year. It took me some time to actually make use of the platform, but that's because my trainer was in the storage room of my house. But once winter came and I got it out, it was a really simple process. Took about 30 minutes to go through the whole process and set up my bike. And I can say it's pretty good. Like, there was a few corrections I had to make that surprised me and actually felt much more comfortable after. So it gets you within that zone. My VeloFit will once again be providing everyone in attendance with a free bike fitting worth $50 and on their online bike fitting system. In general, it's a good idea to do a bike fitting every year or two anyways, as our bodies change and adapt constantly. And by coming to the summit, you'll have the chance to speak with Justin and ask him any and every question you might have. So a little bit more about the company. My VeloFit is the world's number one online bike sizing and bike fitting platform that harnesses the power of AI and industry best practices to help you find the perfect bike and riding position in minutes. Whether you're buying a new bike, upgrading your current one, or just want to improve your comfort and performance, My VeloFit can provide you with personalized and detailed recommendations based on your body and riding goals. Last year, Panorama Cycles kept everyone holding their breath while they gave away the Anticosti steel gravel bike frame. So needless to say, I'm really stoked to have them back this year as a major sponsor of the Canadian Shield Bikepacking Summit. Panorama Cycles is dedicated to backcountry cyclists that prefer gravel, snow, and off-road trails. They believe cycling is a catalyst for adventures of all sizes, and there's no need to travel across the world or to be a seasoned athlete to live epic outdoor adventures. This year, Panorama will be giving away a Taiga steel mountain bike frame. I've been using one for the past year and absolutely love it. Made of Reynolds steel, this bike will take everything you can throw at it, give you all-day comfort, as its geometry is designed with endurance biking in mind. Old Man Mountain. Since 1996, Old Man Mountain has made durable, functional cargo racks of all types for all types of bikes. Old Man Mountain racks are designed to be versatile from front to rear and from bike to bike. The fit kit system means you can purchase one rack and multiple fit kits to put the rack on the front or rear of the same bike or put on different bikes. Old Man Mountain racks work with or without eyelets and with or without suspension. So they have been kind enough to send over four racks, two divide racks and two Elkhorn racks, and will also send you the appropriate fit kit for the bike you intend to use it on. So thank you, Old Man Mountain. Over the past 2 years, Race Day Fuel has been supporting all things bikepack adventures and Canadian Shield bikepacking. And I'm really happy to have them supporting the summit once again this year. When I first became an ambassador of Race Day Fuel in 2022, I didn't know where this relationship would go over the long terms. I always think it's really important to try and build long-lasting partnerships, and Race Day has done just that, supporting all my various projects, ideas, and aspirations. So before getting into this, thank you, Greg and Tim, for your continued support and trust in me. Their mission is to ensure that you consume the very best and appropriate food and beverage for the task at hand, whether you're golfing, cycling, skiing, running a marathon, or scuba diving in the Red Sea. If nutrition is as important to you as it is to them, your body will thank you for it, and your performance is very likely to improve. Race Day Fuel, providing energy for your body and fuel for your mind. So this year, they are going to be providing us electrolytes to help power us through the morning rides, as well as some prize boxes for the draws at the end of the weekend. All right, the next sponsor, Montan Sports Canada. So for those that don't know, Montan Sports was a sponsor of the first event last year, and this year they are back. And I don't think they'll be there in person, but they will provide some prizes. Anyways, a little bit more about them, though. Montan Sports' mission is to fit cyclists with great riding gear at an affordable price. They strive to deliver a superior product and to continuously upgrade their design and manufacturing process. With more than 10 years experience designing and manufacturing cycling gear, Montan Sports remains true to what made them a success since day one, combining the most updated technology and advanced fabrics for premium performance at reasonable prices. They will be giving away two $100 gift cards as well as a $50 gift card, and have been involved with the jerseys this year. So they've helped me design and produce the jerseys. So that's really cool. Thanks again, Montan Sports, for being a part of this. So once again, I'm also very excited to announce that Redshift Sports is supporting the Canadian Shield Bikepacking Summit, giving away some pretty sweet prizes designed to make your bikepacking experience even better. Founded in 2013 by a team of mechanical engineers who also happen to be avid cyclists, from the beginning, they focused on taking a different approach to product development, drawing on their own experiences and needs to create components that make a meaningful difference to the riding experience. Redshift Sports this year has been generous and sent us three sets of cruise control drop bar grips, as well as a shock stop suspension seat post. I have their grips on every one of my bikes. I have a couple of their seat posts. I have the regular one and the pro one. And I have to say, they're all pretty awesome, man. You're going to love this prize. So stay tuned. And thanks again, Redshift, for supporting us. last year, we were really fortunate and had Alex from Ride with GPS present a session on route planning techniques. And they were also kind enough to donate some premium memberships as lucky draw prizes. And I'm happy to have them back this year, helping to make this event as awesome as possible. So if you don't know, Ride with GPS was founded in 2007 by Zach and Cullen, two friends with a shared love of riding bikes, exploring new roads, and writing cool software. They've grown and changed quite a bit since the early days, but the important things remain unchanged. Their passion for bikes, their mission to inspire you to get out and ride, and their commitment to building the very best service for our community. So Ride with GPS has donated 4 Ride with GPS premium memberships, and I'm super stoked to have those to give out at this year's summit. All right, so the last one, I have nothing written down, so I'm going to wing it. Is Dismount Toronto. Dismount is not able to be at the summit this year, but they asked how they could be involved. And I said, hey guys, everybody loves little bike prizes and swag and gift cards and whatnot. So I'm not sure what they're putting together. It'll be as much a surprise to me as it is to you when I do get the box, but I'm super stoked to have them wanting to be a part of this and wanting to be a part of the growth of the bikepacking scene throughout the region. So thank you, Dismount. It's really, really kind of you guys. And that is it with regards to sponsors. So there you have it. That is the Summit 2024 in a nutshell. I'm really stoked. I can't wait till it's over because it's a lot of work to organize. But I really like that it's kind of like a grassroots event. It's small. It's not huge. You know, when you go there for a weekend, you're going to walk away knowing people. It's not such a big event that it's all just a blur. And yet at the end of the weekend, you're like, I don't remember what I saw, heard, found, who I met, where I rode, right? So I'm really excited putting this event together for a second year. You know, you never know how it's going to go after the first year. I put a lot of time and effort into putting the first one together. And luckily, it was a success. It could have flopped, but it didn't. Everybody was happy. I was happy, although exhausted. You know, the event started on Saturday last year. And by Saturday at noon, I was like, I can't wait for 2024. You know, I already knew things I was going to do different. But at the same time, I knew how excited I was to be there and to see people excited. And in my mind, it was like, this will happen again. So I'm really stoked to have been able to put this together and to be entrusted by the community. And if you're listening to this podcast from far away, well, you know, can't be everywhere, but if you could be here, I'd love to see you. And if you are coming from far away, abroad, whatever, and you need somebody to pick you up at the airport, shoot me a message. If I can't do it, I could probably find a friend in town who can do it. If you need a couch to stay on, crash on in my garage, you're more than welcome to. Just let me know. Or if you want to crash outside in a tent, you know, and you have a couple days on either end, or you want to go riding and leave stuff behind as a home base, you know, just shoot me a message. I'm a pretty easygoing and laid back guy. So thank you guys. Thanks for having your trust in me. And hope to see you at the Canadian Shield Bikepacking Summit. Bye-bye. Keep on pedaling. I want to end the show by thanking all my listeners once again for the emails and comments I regularly receive from you. It really helps motivate me and keep me going with this project and to continue sharing people's amazing stories. If you have any comments or questions, you can email me at chris@bikepackadventures.ca or go to bikepackadventures.ca and shoot me a message through the contact form. You can also check out the webpage for past podcast episodes, bikepacking routes throughout Canada, blog posts, videos, and touring tips. Lastly, I'd like to once again thank all the individuals and companies that are supporting the podcast. Head over to bikepackadventures.ca/partners for some amazing deals. If you're enjoying the show and would like to become a supporting member, head over to www.patreon.com/bikepackadventures to sign up. Patreons get to enjoy early access and ad-free podcast episodes. You can also support the show by sending a one-time donation through PayPal. This money all goes back into the podcast, helping me to cover the costs associated with running the show, buy new equipment when necessary, and continue to produce the high-quality content that you've become accustomed to. Much appreciated, and keep on pedaling.